In 1916, you didn't need to have a horse to tour most of the Midwest. Enter Urbans on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, connecting people to Indiana's past through exhibits, books, music, and programs at the Indiana History Center and throughout the state. Information at indianahistory.org. Made up of one or two cars and powered by electricity, interurbans, also called electric railways, were once the cause of a wild but short-lived mania all over America, and Indiana was the heart of the industry. Indiana Congressman Charles L. Henry, whose Union Traction Company ran one of the first electric cars in the state, coined the term interurban. Indiana's 1,825 miles of interurban track was second in the country only to Ohio. With names like Marion Flyer, Kokomo Traveler, Muncie Meteor, Hoosier Land, and Ben Hur, the little trains carried mail, school children, sports teams, honeymooners, and even funeral parties. Financially unsound business plans and the arrival of both the city bus and the automobile stopped the interurban in its tracks by the mid-1930s. Only one electric line is still in operation today, the Chicago South Shore and South Bend Railroad. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org. Support also comes from Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. We've got you covered, with agents in every county in Indiana and only Indiana. Insurance information available at 1-800-723-FARM.